This is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has been declared the winner of Sunday's close election. VOA correspondent Heather Murdoch reports from Istanbul.
For Turkish voters, this election was crucial, and reports say turnout was over 85%. Turkish voters are sharply divided between those who support President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and those who do not.
Erdogan is adored by his supporters for his conservative values, vast infrastructure projects, and strong security stance. But his critics say he rules with an iron fist and accuse him of corruption and mismanaging the economy. Reporting from Istanbul, I'm Heather Murdoch, VOA News.
An election observation mission from the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe found Monday that the election was not fraudulent, but the conditions for campaigning were not equal. The group said Erdogan enjoyed undue advantage, including in excessive coverage by government-affiliated public and private media outlets. Nearly all media in Turkey is under the direct or indirect control of Erdogan and his supporters. Europe and China have decided to work together to modernize global trade rules. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The idea is to address areas like government subsidies, fast-moving changes in tech policy, and other emerging complaints in a bid to preserve support for international commerce. The European Commission says disputes over steel and China's technology shifts in particular highlight the need to modernize the World Trade Organization to reflect developments in the world economy. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Floods and landslides triggered by torrential rains have killed at least 9 people since Saturday in northern Vietnam. This is VOA News. The American motorcycle maker Harley-Davidson has